What else? What do you mention? There's sort of a complex emotional history to us, evolutionarily speaking, with dogs and cats. And
well, let me mention. There's a couple of things. One of the it's a great example of both biology and culture. We fall in love with some animals because they're just absolutely adorably cute. Puppies, kittens, baby seals fit into this category. And they're cute in part because they have these giant eyes and soft features. And ethologists call these baby releasers. They bring out our parental instincts. And we treat them. I've got slides that I show sometimes when I give talks, and I can guarantee people in the room, especially women, will go, oh, and there are always slides of puppies and kittens and things like that. So that's one reason why we do that. The thing about dogs that's interesting is dogs are the first domestic animal, and we've been living with them somewhere between 14 and 40,000 years ago. It's not quite sure how long ago that is. But the thing is that dogs and humans have sort of co-evolved, and they have essentially developed the ability to read human faces in ways that no other animals can. And they will actually imitate human behavior to an amazing degree. For example, when people yawn, their dogs are likely to yawn. And so they can look in our faces, and they know something about what's going on in our heads to a degree that even chimpanzees can't do.
You know, I'm willing to accept that because I look just for this is, oh, sounds awful. So I look at my my dog, Jackula, and I will make a face at him just for giggles. I look at him very sternly, and he immediately looks worried. And I think, wow, that just and there's never a time when that doesn't work. If I wrinkle my brow at him and just look at him and give him a look, oh, he just right away he's sort of in this defensive position of what did I do? I didn't do anything.
Yeah, let me tell you something about that. That's the so-called guilty dog look.
Yeah,
there's a woman at Columbia that's just done a really great study of dogs on that, and the question is, does your dog give you that look because it really knows it's done something wrong, or because it's picking up the cues from you? And she did these. The experiment was a little bit cruel in a way because what she did was she had dogs. The owner would tell the dog to do something and then leave the room. And the dog had to sit it in front of a treat but not eat it. And then what the researcher did was when the owner came back, she would incorrectly tell the owner that the dog had violated the rule or not. And what she found out was that the dogs responded, whether or not the dog ate the treat did not really make the difference in the guilty dog look. It was what the owner thought. So you're exactly right. You're a very astute observer of dog behavior. It's your dog picking up on you, when it poops on the
right.
rug, rather
okay,
than
but,
knowing that it pooped on the rug.
Okay, but sometimes, like I said, I just throw him that look just for giggles. I just trying to see what he'll do, and he always follows it. Now, I'll have to say other times... and my dog is generally pretty good, but, I'll come home and I'll come into the kitchen and I'll just say hi, and he looks immediately guilty. He's got he's dropping his shoulders down. He may try to leave the room really quick, and that's my cue that I know that he's done something wrong.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't have to be anything like going to the bathroom in the house. He can often... my dog has this thing. He just hates stuffed animals. And if he can ever get out, if I have him, say, just in the kitchen, we have a nice little dog bed in the kitchen. And if I leave him in the kitchen while I'm gone, and for some reason he can get out, the boys leave the door open or something, he'll immediately go up to one of their rooms, find a stuffed animal, rip its throat out, empty it of all stuffing, leave it right there, eviscerated. Leave it right there on the floor, then go back down to the kitchen. And when I walk in, he gives me a look like, I'm so sorry, I had to do it. And then we have to walk around the house to find out what he did.
To look at what he
yeah.
did.
But he's telling us. He's like copping to something. And we're like, okay, what'd you do? And he's just like laying there like, I didn't do anything. But we know because of how he acts. And I don't think we're imagining that. I don't know. If he acted like nothing was wrong, I wouldn't know anything was wrong.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. Yeah, maybe your dog's neurotic.
Well, that's entirely possible.